God's covenant with Abram and the birth of Ishmael, chapter 10, Genesis 15 and 16. Many years had passed since Abram left his father's house and journeyed towards the land of Canaan. The Lord had blessed Abram so that he had become rich, rich in cattle and rich in gold and ornaments. The Lord had helped him when he and his servants and herdsmen had pursued the mighty army of Chedorlaomer. The army had been put to flight, and it had left everything behind. Also, Abram's nephew Lot had been rescued. Thus, the Lord had helped Abram in all things. Yet, one evening, Abram is sitting all alone in his tent. The sun has gone down and it is dark. Only the millions of stars are twinkling in the heavens. As Abram sits with his hands under his head in deep thought, from time to time he sighs deeply and strokes his hand over his forehead. A distressed look is upon his face. What is the trouble? Can it be that Abram is sick? No, not that. But Abram is afraid. Afraid? Why? Oh, children, Abram is afraid that the army of Chedorlaomer shall return to seek revenge. Oh, if that happens, what then? This is why Abram fears. There are still more things which trouble Abram. God had promised him a son, but he has already lived in Canaan for 10 years and still has no son. He is getting old, already 85 years, and Sarai, who is a woman of 75 years, is also old. Who knows? Probably he and his wife will soon die, and then they would have no children. It is hardly possible for them to have children anymore. For that reason, Abram is also troubled and distressed. He is sitting there thinking all by himself. No one can see him there in the dark. Is there no one that can see him? Oh, yes, there is one. One does see him sitting there. One does know what is going on in his heart and mind. One does know his fears and sorrows. That one is the Lord. Oh, children, even though you think no one sees you, the Lord always sees you. The Lord sees everything. He knows you and he knows what you are in need of. The Lord also sees you when you are naughty, even though it is dark. If we think no one sees us, still the Lord sees us. Do you ever think about that? The Lord also saw Abram. All at once a voice sounded in the tent of Abram, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." It was the Lord who had spoken to Abram. It was as though the Lord had said, "Abram, you are afraid. You are frightened, aren't you? Do not be afraid, Abram. For I am with you. I will protect you and keep you. I will reward you." Abram immediately recognized that it was the voice of the Lord that had spoken to him. He answered, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless?" It was as if Abram had said, "Lord, thou hast given me everything, riches and honor, sheep and cows, gold and silver, but I have no child. I only have a faithful servant, Eliezer, and when it is time for me to die, this servant shall be my heir. He shall receive all my cows and sheep and my gold and silver." Eliezer was from Damascus, a city which was situated not very far from there. Eliezer was a God-fearing servant. We will hear more about him later. When Abram had said that, the Lord answered, "Not so, Abram. This servant shall not receive everything, but you shall have a son. Come outside with me." Abram arose and went outside. God now said unto him, "Look at the stars and number them if you can." "Ah, you cannot, can you? Well, in years to come, I shall make a great nation of your children, so great that it will be impossible to number them. Do you know where they shall live, Abram?" "In this land." "I shall give this land of Canaan to your children for a dwelling place." Abram believed what the Lord had said to him. He also believed that it would come to pass. Then God made a covenant with Abram. Upon the command of the Lord, Abram took a 3-year-old cow, a 3-year-old she-goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He killed them and divided them in half. The one half he laid over against the other half upon the ground. Then Abram waited for hours. Some birds of prey came swooping down and tried to eat of this flesh, but Abram stood up and drove them away. It was midday, and then it was evening. Afterward it began to get dark. Abram was tired, and he fell into a deep sleep. We do not know how long he slept, but suddenly he awoke with a fright. It was now completely dark. Suddenly he saw a blaze passing between the pieces of the slain animals. He saw flames as if from a lamp, and smoke as if it came from a burning furnace. That fire and smoke was the sign of God's presence. And hearken, he heard the sound of a voice. It was the voice of the Lord. The Lord told Abram what would happen to the people that were to come forth from his children. They would first live in Egypt and there be oppressed. But the Lord would deliver them out of Egypt and bring them into this land of Canaan, where they would live to the end of their days. Now Abram was neither sorrowful nor discouraged. He was assured that the Lord could give him at least one son. Although he was old, God would nevertheless still fulfill his promise. Not only Abram, but also his wife, Sarai, was discouraged at times. We have just observed how discouraged and grieved Abram was, but now we will see how Sarai is grieved. Oh, how often she too had bowed her knees and asked the Lord if she might receive a son. But it seemed as if the Lord did not hear her. One day Sarai said to her husband, "Abram, I certainly am not able to have children any more, so you ought to marry my handmaid, Hagar." Hagar was a girl who came from Egypt. You still remember that Abram, after he had lived in Canaan only a short time, went to Egypt because of a prevailing famine. However, the king of Egypt had taken Sarai away from Abram. Now, upon this occasion, Abram had received Hagar as a slave from Pharaoh. And Sarai now wanted Abram to marry this girl. You will probably say, surely that is not permitted, for Abram was already married. Today, people are no longer permitted to have more than one wife, but formerly this happened often. Think of Lamech, who also had two wives. This was never good, but the Lord permitted it. This was what happened in this instance also. Abram listened to Sarai and married Hagar. Thus Abram had two wives, the one was Sarai and the other Hagar. But after Hagar had married Abram, Hagar would not obey Sarai anymore. She did not want to do what Sarai commanded her to do. Hagar was impudent toward Sarai. If Sarai would say to Hagar, "Go fetch a jug of water," Hagar would answer, "I will not. Go yourself for water." Sarai became angry. She told Abram about it. Then Abram said to Sarai his wife, "Hagar must continue to obey you." One day Sarai ordered Hagar to do something, but again she would not do it. Then Sarai said, "You shall do it. I command you to do it, and you must obey me." Do you know what Hagar did then, children? Hagar ran away. She no longer remained in the tent with Abram and Sarai, but she fled into the wilderness. She ran fast, for she was afraid she would be called back. Finally, she became very tired and thirsty. At last she saw a fountain of water, and there she sat down. All at once she heard, "Hagar, how did you come here? What are you doing here? Where are you going?" The Lord himself had spoken to Hagar. Hagar was honest, for she answered, "I am running away." But then the Lord spoke again. "You are not doing the right thing, Hagar. You are not allowed to run away. You must return to Abram and Sarai. In the future, if Sarai commands you to do something, you must obey her and not be impudent." Hagar continued to listen, and once more the Lord spoke, "Hagar, you shall receive a son, and he shall be called Ishmael. I will bless him, Hagar, and he shall become a great nation." Now Hagar could no longer be disobedient. She stood up and returned to Sarai. She asked Sarai to forgive her, and whenever Sarai would tell her to do something, Hagar would be obedient and listen. What the Lord had said also happened. Hagar received a son, and Abram called this child Ishmael, because the Lord had told Hagar this. Oh, Abram was so glad. Now he had a son. Abram thought a great deal of Ishmael. When Ishmael grew older, and he was able to walk, Abram would sometimes take Ishmael with him. If Abram went to see his cows and sheep, Ishmael would go along. If Abram went on a journey, Ishmael also went. Ishmael could always go along. Abram thought, "Later, when it is time for me to die, my servant Eliezer will not receive everything, but all my sheep and cows, my gold and my silver, shall be for Ishmael." Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, also thought it would be so. She would sometimes speak to Ishmael and say, Ishmael, you must do your best, because after your father is dead, you shall receive everything. Isn't that swell? And what about Sarai? Ah, scarcely anyone thought of Sarai. Abram was out the entire day with Ishmael. Hagar thought, later, when Sarai dies, I alone shall be mistress. And Sarai, who also thought that Ishmael would later receive everything, was often grieved because she didn't have a child. Abram began to forget Sarai a little. Ishmael and Hagar also forgot Sarai. But the Lord did not forget Sarai. The Lord did think of her. Sarai was often sad, but the Lord would make her glad. In what way? Children, you can read that in the following chapter.